FNC's Carlson on January 6, Nancy Pelosi knows why it happened. She could tell us why it happened if she felt like it. By Jeff Poor on July 22, 2021. Wednesday on FNC's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson reacted to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's DCA, rejection of House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy's RCA, selection of Republicans to sit on her so-called January 6 commission. Carlson insisted Pelosi could explain what happened that day but has yet to do so. Transcript as follows. Carlson, this past January, just 2 days before the Congress was scheduled to certify Joe Biden as the winner of the Electoral College, the House Sergeant-at-Arms received an urgent message. The message came from the man who at the time ran the Capitol Police Department, Stephen Sund. Sund wanted National Guard troops to stand guard around the perimeter of the Capitol complex. Sund knew, as everyone in official Washington knew, that an enormous protest against the Electoral College certification was about to take place. It was coming to Washington. Yet, for reasons that are not clear, the sergeant-at-arms refused that request. Then on January 6, as Stephen Sund predicted, thousands of protesters did arrive in Washington. As that crowd grew and became unruly, Stephen Sund made 5 more urgent requests for soldiers at the Capitol. Sund was still begging for reinforcements as protesters breached the doors and roamed the halls of the building. And yet, once again, every single one of Stephen Sund's requests for help was rejected. But why? Why did that happen? January 6 is one of the most discussed events in modern American history. And yet more than 6 months later, we still don't know why that happened. No one has explained it. Nancy Pelosi knows why it happened. She could tell us why it happened if she felt like it. The sergeant-at-arms reports directly to Nancy Pelosi. She is the Speaker of the House, and yet repeatedly, Pelosi has worked to stop any inquiry whatsoever into the state of security at the Capitol on January 6. In fact, the very next day, on January 7, Pelosi forced Stephen Sund to resign from the Capitol Police. End of discussion. What exactly is going on here? Congress's new January 6 committee was supposed to tell us what is going on here. Figuring out what happened that day was the whole point of having the committee. We've heard that again and again. And yet, it turns out that Nancy Pelosi has no intention of revealing everything she knows about January 6. So she has turned that committee into yet another instrument of cover-up. Today, Pelosi banned 2 Republican members of Congress from serving on the committee. They are Jim Jordan of Ohio and Jim Banks of Indiana. What did they do wrong? Those 2 specifically seem most likely to ask questions about January 6 that Pelosi did not want to discuss. They pushed for openness, so she booted them. At a briefing at the Capitol today, Pelosi did not even bother to deny that is why she did it. Watch this. Begin video clip. Question: what was it about Jordan and Banks in particular? Because they also voted to overturn the election? Rep. Nancy Pelosi, DCA, that was not the criterion, as I told you yesterday. Question: yes, what was the criteria? Pelosi, were you listening? Question: did you talk to those 2 members? Banks and Jordan? End video clip. Carlson, read my statement, Pelosi commanded. So we did. We read Pelosi's statement and it offered no explanation for why she banned Banks and Jordan. Once again, we know why she did, because of all the Republicans on the committee. Those 2 were by far the most likely to press for answers. Even Pelosi's lieutenants are not denying that's why they were kicked off the committee. Here is Virginia Congresswoman Abigail Spanberger today on MSNBC. Begin video clip. Rep. Abigail Spanberger, DBA, and this commission has to be set up to be a serious endeavor. Our Capitol was attacked on January 6. I think it is absolutely important that every single person who serves on that commission, be they a Democrat or a Republican, come to that commission as an American first. As a person with fidelity, and focus on the constitutional duty that is ours that we swore when we were sworn in just days before that attack on the Capitol. End video clip. Carlson, did you follow that? So, if you want to know why officials who report directly to Nancy Pelosi repeatedly turned down security at the Capitol on January 6 even after protesters were inside the doors of the Capitol, if you want to know what the hell that's about, you're un-American. You're a traitor. You hate the country. In fact, You may be a white supremacist insurrectionist yourself, so be careful. That's the official position of congressional Democrats tonight. Remember when they told us that they would unite the country if they ever took power? It looks like they didn't mean it. So, it's fair to wonder what else they are lying about and covering up. It turns out there is still an awful lot of things we don't know about January 6th despite all the talking about it. For example, why is the Justice Department still tonight hiding thousands of hours of surveillance footage from the Capitol that day? What could possibly be on that tape that we're not allowed to see? Who killed Ashley Babbitt? And what was the justification for killing her? Government agents get to shoot unarmed political protesters in the neck for trespassing and we're not allowed to know who did it or why? Is that really the new standard? Does that same standard apply to BLM protesters, too, or just to people who voted for Donald Trump, people whose lives clearly don't matter? And most critically of all, what role did the FBI play that day? We know for certain that there were FBI informants in the crowd at the Capitol. How many of them made it inside the Capitol and then encouraged others to break the law? Don't pretend the FBI doesn't stage crimes, we know for a fact they do it regularly. We know for a fact they did it right before the election in Michigan for political effect. We will have details on that in a moment. So, what exactly was the FBI's role in January 6th? And why can't we know? With some prodding, Republicans might have asked about some of this. None of these are trick questions, they're not even partisan questions. They are entirely fair questions and they are important. Every American has a right to hear the answers and hear them immediately. January 6th is being used as a pretext to strip millions of disfavored Americans of their core constitutional rights. We are witnessing the most aggressive crackdown on civil liberties in our lifetime. That is not an exaggeration. Yet thanks to Nancy Pelosi, the January 6th committee will now operate the way she would like America to operate, as a one-party state. Kevin McCarthy understandably pulled the remaining Republicans off the committee in protest today. But at least one of them would like to stay on the commission in order to lend her dwindling credibility to Nancy Pelosi's power grab. That is Liz Cheney of Wyoming. Liz Cheney knows that she's coming to the end of the road. Cheney's own voters despise her. Her career in Congress is over. So, what next? Well, like her friend Bill Kristol before her, Liz Cheney has a next chapter planned. She'll find some billionaire to fund her push for pointless foreign wars. That's the one thing she believes in. Sucking up to fellow neocon, Nancy Pelosi might help with that, so she is doing it. Begin video clip. Rep. Liz Cheney, R.Y., the rhetoric that we have heard from the minority leader is disingenuous. The attack on this building on January 6th was the worst attack on this Capitol since 1814. It was an attack on our Constitution. Today, the Speaker objected to two Republican members. She accepted three others. She objected to two, one of whom may well be a material witness to events that led to that day, that led to January 6th. I agree with what the Speaker has done. End video clip. Carlson, so, if January 6th was the most dastardly attack on the Capitol building in more than 200 years, a period that has seen bombings and shootings, a lot of them in the Capitol, but if January 6th was the single worst, then why can't we know the answers to the basic questions we just asked? That's a question for Liz Cheney. If it's that important, why are you hiding that information? What's the answer? Of course, she doesn't have one. Speaking of disingenuous. So, the committee will proceed with one party. What will it look like? We think MSNBC with subpoena power. On Tuesday, Pelosi will call a Capitol Police officer called Harry Dunn. Dunn will pretend to speak for the country's law enforcement community. But it turns out Dunn has very little in common with your average cop. Dunn is an angry left-wing political activist whose social media feeds are full of praise, not coincidentally, for Nancy Pelosi. Here is a picture of the two of them together. Racism is so American, Harry Dunn wrote in one post, that when you protest that people think you're protesting America. Hashtag leave it to whites to tell blacks what is racist. Hashtag I stand with Ilhan Omar. Hashtag squad. Harry Dunn, ladies and gentlemen, just another fact-based witness to the insurrection. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.